May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today we light the pink candle, I hope we did, on the Advent wreath. It symbolises joy. The third Sunday in Advent is also called Gaudete Sunday, the Latin word for the introit, rejoice, the Lord is near. Last Sunday we focused on John the Baptist as well and his call for repentance. Now, as this outspoken firebrand finds himself in the Macarius prison in downtown Jerusalem, he asks the question, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? John was no doubt thinking back to the prophets like Isaiah and their message of hope and promise. Today's first lesson is a poem that tells of the joy that the returning exiles will experience. They will trek across the desert towards their spiritual home, and their hearts, indeed, their whole being, will rejoice. In our New Testament reading, James urges his readers to be patient. He references the farmer who must wait patiently for rain. Yes, there is great joy when the sound of rain hits the galvanized iron roof of any farmhouse even today. But the real cause for joy as we celebrate today is a combination of all this and much more. For John the Baptist, the reassurance that things are happening. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear and the dead are raised up, the poor have the good news spoken to them. St. Paul wrote like John from prison, from a prison cell, years later, these words. Rejoice in the Lord always, the Lord is near. These are beautiful words, and we note he doesn't say rejoice because everything is fine. He was not sitting back in a comfy chair enjoying a single malt beverage. He was in prison. He is saying rejoice because God is close. Advent joy is not the denial of our burdens. It is the assurance that God carries them with us. Mary sings the Magnificat about another form of joy. This is the joy fierce enough to topple unjust thrones. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Why? Because the Almighty has done great things for me. He has shown mercy on those who fear him, casting down the mighty from their thrones and filled the hungry with good things. Mary sings with joy because she is acutely aware that God is near and that God's promises are being fulfilled. So a detailed picture of Advent joy is emerging. Our readings tell us that we can rejoice sincerely because God is near, because God is powerful, and because God is faithful. It's been said that on Gaudete Sunday, we Anglicans can finally allow ourselves to smile, but only polite smile, proper liturgical smile, of course. Full teeth would be far too charismatic. In Advent, we live in a tension between a world that as it is and a world as Christ promises it will be. Joy is what happens when we choose to live as Christ has broken into our lives. Soon in our liturgy, we'll hear those words, lift up your hearts, and we respond, we lift them to the Lord. As we enter into the heart of the Eucharist, we join with those here at St. John's, but also with the whole church, millions who are worshipping on this first day of the week, on this third Sunday in Advent, and the countless throng who have gone before us. Joy doesn't make much sense unless it's shared, and it is a signpost of a transformed and transforming Christian life. A little story from my days as a country vicar. In Benalla, we had four churches. On Christmas morning at 6 a.m., with the farmers at Goorambat. I was there. This following midnight mass, usually in bed around 2 a.m. So less than 3 hours sleep and a quick car trip, we began the 6 a.m. Eucharist with the organist's favourite hymn. You guessed it, Joy to the World. The toughest hymn I can imagine singing at that hour with my eyes and throat full of gravel. I tended to mime it, but I really enjoyed watching those country folk sing as they began another Christmas day. By the way, they were down tools, those farmers, for just a few hours on Christmas Day. Generally, it falls in the middle of harvest, and it was crucial for them to strip the crop before any change in the weather. I loved their faith and their enthusiasm. So later in the day, those farmers would be back with their hats on the header or the tractor. On Gaudete Sunday, Advent 3, we do rejoice like that. For Christ is near. We are invited to share in the joy, not because the world is perfect, but because Christ comes. He is the Word made flesh. We rejoice not because we feel upbeat every moment, but because God is near even when joy feels faint. John the Baptist was in prison, and he needed reassurance about Jesus. Is he the one who is to come, he asks. A few years later, post-resurrection of Jesus, Paul, also in prison, writes words of reassurance to the church in Rome. The word is near you, on your lips, he says, and in your hearts. We, like them, are liberated and therefore free to be fully human, the people God intends us to be. And we are given power to embrace our humanity and to share this remarkable breaking in of God's love. Advent joy is given to us, not something we manufacture. It is born in us, a bit like the way Jesus came into the world, quietly, gently, and with power to change everything. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.